AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. GE Aerospace's 4.7% pullback leaves the trend intact. But aerospace and defense breadth is thin. GE closed at $359.3 after a down week on light participation. Still, 13.5% above its weekly trend line and well ahead of a weak aerospace and defense group. Research brief. GE Aerospace finished the week ended 10 July, down 4.7%, a setback after a strong 4-week and 12-week run. The ShareMaestro read remains balanced rather than broken. The trend signal is active, activity pressure is positive, and relative strength is still constructive. But the latest move came on only 0.7x 13-week average volume, and the stock sits at a 75.7% premium to fair value. Key points. 1. GE closed at $359.3, down 4.7% for the week, while remaining up 7.3% over 4 weeks and 18.1% over 12 weeks. 2. The stock is 13.5% above its $316.4 weekly trend line and 6.1% below its $382.5 52-week high. 3. Volume was 17.9 million shares, just 0.7x the 13-week average of 26.7 million. And 0.7x the 52-week average of 24.4 million. 4. U.S. aerospace and defense breadth is weak, with only 28.0% of constituents in active weekly trends and 20.7% showing positive relative strength. 5. The main risk is valuation and participation. GE trades 75.7% above ShareMaestro fair value, and the latest decline did not yet produce a high-volume capitulation or a fresh confirmation signal. Price action cools. But the weekly regime has not flipped. GE Aerospace ended the latest completed week at $359.3, down 4.7%, which placed it in the weaker part of the U.S. Industrials weekly ranking. The setback follows a strong prior advance, with the stock still up 7.3% over 4 weeks, 18.1% over 12 weeks, and 41.2% over 52 weeks. It remains high in its yearly range at 82.0%. Although now 6.1% below the $382.5 52-week high. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 4-week active streak and 40 active weeks across the past 52. Price is still 13.5% above the $316.4 trend line, so the weekly structure remains constructive. The offset is valuation distance. The close is 75.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $204.5. Leaving less room for disappointment if momentum continues to lose urgency. Sector context is supportive, but the industry read is much weaker. Within U.S. industrials, GE's short-term pullback came against a sector that also softened, with the group down 1.5% on average for the week. 56.0% of industrials names have active weekly trends, and 70.0% show positive market dynamics, although relative strength breadth is thinner at 48.0%. The aerospace and defense industry is a tougher comparison. The group fell 6.1% on average for the week and remains down 9.2% over 4 weeks and 10.3% over 12 weeks. Only 28.0% of industry constituents have active weekly trends, 47.6% show positive activity pressure, and just 20.7% have positive relative strength. Against that weak industry base, GE's 7.3% 4-week gain and 18.1% 12-week gain stand out, ranking 8th in the industry on both horizons. Market dynamics stay positive, while volume leaves confirmation unfinished. Activity pressure is positive at 1.10, and relative leadership reads 6.59, keeping GE in a constructive ShareMaestro state, despite the down week. The expectancy read is also positive at 64.74%. Reflecting how similar historical setup states have behaved. Still, the signal mix is balanced rather than emphatic, with no fresh activity trigger and 7 recent reversal markers in the smart money record. Participation is the key weakness in the latest evidence. GE traded 17.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 26.7 million and the 52-week average of 24.4 million. That light volume reduces the information value of the 4.7% decline, but it also means the prior strength has not received a strong fresh participation stamp. A move back toward or away from the high will carry more weight if volume expands materially. Risk and watch next framing. Recent weekly volatility is 4.4%, slightly above the 52-week baseline of 4.1%. Over the past year, GE has logged 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks, with average up weeks of 3.5% and average down weeks of 3.2%. The skew remains mildly favorable, but the distribution includes 7 sharp loss weeks in the latest risk bucket set, matching the count of strong gain weeks. The next watch point is whether the trend line at $316.4 remains a distant support reference or starts to move into play after a deeper pullback. Activity pressure should be monitored for confirmation or fade, and a volume ratio above 1.5x would give the next directional move stronger evidential weight. The 382.5 high remains the near-term reference for renewed range pressure, while the fair value gap frames valuation risk if aerospace and defense breadth stays weak. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.